Take a close look at the two large figures in this area, especially their richly textured coats and elaborate headdresses. Each one holds a decorated sheathed sword. Their front-facing stance, along with their clothing and weapons, suggest these figures represent the royal guards of one of the Seljuk rulers. The exact provenance of these figures is not known, but archaeological evidence gives us clues about their original context. Curator Martina Rujadi.
We have examples which were excavated, not figures, but painted compositions, which probably replicate and represent how these figures could have been displayed, most probably in a reception area, in a palace or courtly building. Royal guards, such as this, would have flanked the place where the ruler would have sat.
Representations of other figures would have also surrounded the seated rulers, including musicians and dancers, reflecting the exuberance of the royal court.
And what is very important also is how all these figures are heavily bejeweled, because they symbolize the authority of the ruler. So the more richly dressed, the more the figure they intend to symbolize and to represent is important.
You might also notice traces of red and blue paint on these statues. Much of it was added in modern times. But we know from archaeological evidence that such figures would have also been painted, or even gilded, in their original context. This added to their decorative impact and further enhanced the prestige of the ruler.